This is Nathan with subaculture.com. I'm sitting here with Ash, Mike, and Dan. How's it going, boys?
Good, man.
Hey.
Oh, I forgot to mention, these guys are from Boston Manor.
It's kind of important now.
Yeah, I was going to say. Forget that. That's a bit. The listeners wondering what's going on.
Sick.
Oh, how's the day been so far?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Lovely weather. I mean, it's a bit breezy now, but it's great.
Yeah.
How did you feel the show went this morning?
It was wicked. We've never played a festival before, so
an outdoor one.
It's been amazing. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It was great. The vibes were really good. Loads of people came out to watch us, which was sick. Cause first band on, we kind of didn't expect that, and the sound was awesome.
Oh, so, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite good, like, cause you had a fairly large crowd as well. Like, I was surprised not for any of you. Like, it's just
we were surprised, man.
Shit, this is a lot more people.
Because, you know, I got up around 8 o'clock this morning. And I saw exactly how how chronically hungover everyone was. I didn't know if anyone would be able to
I'm not good. I was wasted last night.
But fair play, everyone made the effort to come up and see you guys. So you must take that as quite a big compliment, like, from your fans.
Yeah, it's cool.
Other than being one of the ancient manors of Middlesex, which is your name, Boston Manor. I had to Google that just to let.
It's great, man. Yeah, we live there.
You guys have played a venue more or less for the entire month of May, more or less. Yeah. How did you have the stamina? I can't say.
Well, it was just sound show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's a bit of an odd question, I guess.
That's what I love. I love catching up.
I mean, we played there 5 times in the same month, I think. Is it?
What's that?
Sound Control.
Sound Control.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It's our home away from home.
Yeah, like, so they probably hate us right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a load of fun.
Can't wait to play it again.
We're going to play it again even more time this time. To be able to get another tour going off, yeah.
There's like 3 different venues in there.
Yeah, we've played every single one of them.
Every single one, yeah.
Do you find it difficult, like, moving around so much? No?
No.
We're
still young. Well,
pretty cozy. Still young. My legs are good.
Oh, yeah. Don't
need the cane yet. I'm feeling pretty pumped. No different
for me. Like I was just saying, I caught your show in Cardiff with Seaway. How have things been since? Have you, any productive things been going on?
New EP.
We did that before we went on tour. Mm. We've actually, really, we've not really done anything since we've been back from tour. But we're currently in the process of writing an album. But we've already done everything we've needed to do at the start of the year. So we're kind of free to do shows now and stuff like that. And we just have a lot of things going on in the pipeline that we're kind of just waiting on and waiting to announce some great things, some good news and stuff like that. So
that's cool.
Stuff is happening, but
how's what are the main influences for your album? I'm quite curious.
it's tough because we all listen to really different things.
Yeah.
Like we all grew up on on pop punk and metal and things like Nirvana and stuff like that. So there's definitely like a lot of different influences that have been thrown in there, but mainly from pop punk bands like early ones like The Starting Line and Lit and Blink-182, stuff like that. Those are the bands that we kind of grew up with, and those are the ones that we love. So we kind of hope that comes out through our music sometimes, you know.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. I can see that.
Yeah.
I got 2 questions I've been asking everyone for the last day. What was the last album you bought?
Probably Let Us Home by Defeater.
Oh, nice. Hopefully.
It's fucking sick. I'm going to watch them tonight in Side Stage. It's fucking sick, so.
Side Stage, like, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to try and get there anyway. Hopefully they'll let me.
I think mine was Death and Honor, the last one I bought.
A couple of years ago.
No one really buys. I mean, like, full album deal, I think. It's all Spotify and all that junk.
If you count downloads, I bought Citizen's newest album. It's all gone blank. Everybody's Going to Heaven. And it's been my favourite release this year. I love it. I mean, alongside Title Fight's album, Hyperview and Turnover, Peripheral Vision, but this one for me is just like one of my favourites. And that was the last album I bought, I think.
I was glad you mentioned Spotify. I was talking to Rob Lynch yesterday, He mentioned how he hasn't bought an album in years and uses Spotify, and he immediately regretted saying it to me. He was like, oh, I'm not really supporting my comrades, am I?
Strike that.
Yeah, exactly. It's just...
I do download, but if I really like albums, I collect CDs. A lot of people collect vinyls, but I collect CDs, just because I have done since I was a teenager. I love buying CDs. I love having the books and everything, so...
Yeah. Personally, I've never really understood the whole collecting vinyls thing. I can understand that people like the physical kind of piece of having it. And having the...
That is always cool, and I guess... The quality is better, and... Like the designs are always a lot cooler than you just find on CDs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's so many different types of like vinyl you can do. You know, you can have like splatter on it, or you can have like, you know, multicolor, whatever. You know,
for me though, it's just like the quality of it. It's just way better than like. Because I listened to our first EP vinyl for the first time like a couple of weeks ago, and like it just sounded so much better. Like, just, I was like, I've never heard it like this before. Mm. So I just think personally, it's just quality is way better.
That's cool. And also, what would you say is the best piece of advice you've ever been given? This is the question I love catching everyone now on.
What did the Moose Buds boys say?
Oh yeah.
He said, never ever get excited for something until it's happening right in front of you.
Yeah.
That's so, nice.
Either on the plane or signing.
Whatever it is you're doing, don't get excited for it until it's right in front of you.
You can be let down so many times. If you get your heart like really hyped about something that someone's promised, and then for that to be just taken away, just kind of keep a level head about everything and kind of just say, you know.
Just keep level-headed about it.
Stay grounded. And also, if you're in a band, buy a van as well. Which is what we did with us. Some advice that we took. And even though we had loads of van troubles, we've got everywhere, and we've probably made our money back just from driving ourselves.
Saved lots of money.
And it's just everywhere so much more accessible. You can get your name out there. And it's just a lot more exciting as well. It's better than playing your hometown every single... every single week or whatever. So buy a van, get out there, enjoy it.
That's cool. Well, cheers for talking to me, boys. Wish you all the luck in the future. Now hopefully we'll talk again sometime.
Cheers.
Grab a few beers, like.